Today I'm with Ms. Teresa Wiles, principal of St. Mary's Catholic School in Temple. And Ms. Wiles has been the principal here for about 7 years. It's my honor to welcome you to another edition of our Hometown Heroes.
Thank you.
I know you want to talk about the school and a big transition to the curriculum that you guys are undertaking. I know there's a lot of people that have listened to the program and may have actually heard about the school once or twice before. And we'll get to that. We'll talk about the school. But I think it's important for people to know a little bit about, you know, the fearless leader of the school herself. So if you could kind of give a little bit of broad brush on your background, education, and whatnot.
Okay, absolutely. I come from Wyoming. I went to the University of Wyoming and received my bachelor's degree and then moved to California and received my credential in teaching and went further to earn a master's in reading and a master's in administration. So this is my 37th year in Catholic education. We moved to Texas about 7 years ago, and I came to St. Mary's, and Texas is now our home.
What brought you to Texas?
We were looking for a change, and something a little smaller town community. California is pretty large. We just wanted a more hometown feel.
Yeah. You definitely got that here in
Texas. Oh, it's family. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love it.
We love this whole Central Texas area, and that sense of community, that sense of family is what was a strong draw for us here. I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with the Hometown Heroes and have heard me talk about my personal connection to teachers and educators. A lot of my mom and dad and my sister all are educators. What brought you to this calling?
I always wanted to be a teacher. And I always wanted to be a second grade teacher because
Even as a young girl?
Yep. I thought, okay, not first grade because in my days they didn't have kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
Not first grade, but second grade because they knew a little bit. So I wouldn't have them brand new. And so I always wanted to be second grade.
That's interesting.
Yep.
That's interesting. That was just it was from a childhood dream.
It just was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay. So what can you tell us about St. Mary's, its history, and its growth here in Temple?
St. Mary's actually began in 1897.
Wow.
So we have a longevity like not many other schools in Texas. It began with the Sisters of St. Providence. In the late 1800s, the Sisters of Divine Providence came to Temple and actually opened an academy for girls. And then in 1897... St. Mary's Girls Academy became St. Mary's Catholic School for both boys and girls. In 1919, the Sisters of Incarnate Word and Blessed Sacrament came to St. Mary's, and they stayed until 1995. And then in 1974, the first lay principal came to St. Mary's.
Okay.
We have had years of tremendous growth, and years where the population has been less, but we've always remained strong.
That's awesome. Do you still have religious?
We do not. No. We do not. But it is a parish school, so the priest is very involved.
Yeah, and we've talked to. In fact, Father Curtis was one of our Hometown Hero interviews not too long ago, and he talked about his love for coming over here and being around the school children, or we talked about that connection between the parish community and the school community it appears to be very, very strong.
Oh, it is. We are involved in so many things that the parish does because they're part of our family. Father teaches Latin as an elective to middle school at this time. When we bring classical education in and Latin is a core subject, I'm hoping to get him on board for middle school.
Yeah. Well, so you mentioned that classical education, and I understand you guys are making a transition now. And that's no easy task. Can you talk us through the thought process first and foremost about, you know, hey, why did you decide to make this change, and then how you're going to go about making it itself?
Okay, we're brand new at this, so our feet are wet, but that's as far as we've gotten, maybe up to our ankles. The reason this all came to pass is because Father Curtis actually has been quite interested in classical education, mm-hmm. and that there are other schools in the diocese who have adopted different programs, some using the University of Dallas as their mm-hmm. guide, mm-hmm. some are using the St. Jerome model.
Okay.
When Father Curtis gave us that little nudge, and we kind of realized that we don't want to be a public school. We don't want to be what a public school is. We want something else. We want to be different. We want to bring our faith back to our community, even more so than it is right now.
Yeah.
Christ is in our school, but we want more.
Right.
So we took the first step. I started making phone calls to people who were involved, the Institute of Classical Liberal Education. Mm-hmm. And we, St. Mary's in Taylor also has classical education.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing some research. And then we've brought in some mini training for the beginning, for the end of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And doing a lot of reading, doing a lot of research. The teachers spend time just reading and learning. So what we have decided to do is we are adopting the St. Jerome model. And just exactly, I'm going to quote word for word out of their vision statement because it is what we are going to adopt for ours. So what we will do is we will emphasize classical learning because we want our students to read well, speak well, and think well, and ultimately because truth and beauty are good in themselves and desirable for their own sake. We will seek to incorporate our students into the wisdom of 2,000 years of Catholic thought, history, culture, and arts, so they might understand themselves and their world in the light of the truth and acquire the character to live happy and integrated lives in the service of God and others. And I know that's huge and it's deep, but it says it all.
Yeah. You're going to have to figure out how to shorten that, though, to make it into a bumper sticker.
Yeah, I know. We are.
You're
right.
That's going to be a little wordy for a bumper sticker.
It is.
So we'll have to work on that.
It is.
But so how is this transition going? Is it kind of this phased approach, or are you going to just rip the Band-Aid off and go forward?
Oh, absolutely not. Ripping the Band-Aid off, I don't want to fail. So mm-hmm. we are taking it very methodically slow so that we can ensure that we do it correctly. So beginning next year in the fall, we will start with history, literature, and religion. Those will be the three subjects that we begin with. Math and science will come either next year or mm-hmm. the year after, depending. We're not going to rush this. We're going to take our time to make sure that it's done correctly.
So why those three subjects?
Well, in classical education, curriculum is integrated, meaning that everything moves together and it's seamless between subjects.
Okay.
For instance, if we look at classical education as being integrated, the first in the St. Jerome method is everything is historically based. Mm-hmm. Everything is historically based. So we begin with the Greek culture and move all the way up to modern time.
Mm-hmm.
Each class, for instance, first grade starts with Greece. Everything in their classroom, from their religion curriculum to their literature curriculum to their history curriculum, will all be entwined together. They will study about Greece, and at the same time, they will read rich stories about Greece. And at the same time, in their religion series, they'll talk about the religious times in Greece.
Mm-hmm. So the growth of the church.
Yes.
Really,
from yes.
That person reading Acts of the Apostles.
Exactly. Exactly. The 2,000 years of history.
Yeah, and so then in the subsequent years, when you pull the math and social studies and science, you'll use kind of a same.
We will. Actually, social study history will be pulled in this year.
Okay.
But science actually becomes something called nature studies, and so when we pull those in, what we look at is the truth, the beauty and the goodness of God, and how everything in nature is from God,
yeah.
and how you could look at nature mathematically. You can see the shapes and the form mm-hmm. that God has made in a simple flower.
Okay.
So math and nature are connected already.
Mm. Yeah, I see that. That's interesting. And so then you tie that back into
the historical literature. Religion is so easy.
Yeah.
Because that's just everywhere we are.
Yeah. Should be everywhere we are.
Yes, it should be. And that's what we want to bring back.
Well, that's the beauty of being in a faithful Catholic mm-hmm. school, you know, that you get that 2,000 years of Catholic foundation and Catholic faith in everything that you do. You guys have an exciting mm-hmm. Future ahead of you. And I realize that we're coming up kind of the end of the school year. Most people are thinking about graduation and it's time to start packing a car and, you know, driving to grandma's house. But it sounds like you guys have a little bit of a busy time.
We do.
Set up. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm a parent mm-hmm. and I've got a child in third grade this year who is going to be in fourth grade next year, there may be some big transition for me. So what can I do to help my child through that transition?
Honestly, our kids and all children need a break in the summer. They need time to rejuvenate just like the teachers do. However, that doesn't mean that the parents don't have the students read throughout the summer, practice their math facts, go to museums, anything that can keep the students away from technology and out of the house and away from the television.
Well, the easiest thing to do with the television, we have a very good friend of ours yes. who likes to say, just take that thing and throw it out the window. So as a parent of a student who has been in a public school last year, and I want to bring my student over here next year, is there anything that I need to do in preparation for that?
Tom, no. They need to do exactly what I said for yeah. summer. Because we're new at this, we need to find our gaps.
Okay.
We need to work with our students to find their gaps. I have to be honest with you. For the most part, students that come from public school and come to St. Mary's or the Catholic schools I was involved in before always have a little bit of a gap. Mm-hmm. We work with those students. We have, I don't want to call them standardized tests, but we test our students 3 times a year, and it's a diagnostic test, and that helps us find out where those gaps need mm-hmm. to be filled. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have Title I teachers that come on campus that help those students who need that little extra boost.
But the beauty of the classical education model, as I understand it, is that it's not about teaching children a set of rote facts that they need to memorize, but it's about inculcating a methodology of thinking, of being lifelong learners.
Right.
Vice just, I can memorize the Ten Commandments or whatever, that, you know, I can memorize the multiplication tables and things like that. So.
It is important when they're small, when they're in something we call the grammar stage in kinder through fourth, okay. memorization is going to be huge.
Okay.
Memorization through singing, through chants, through rhymes, because that's when they're like sponges and they'll pull all that information in. And it'll be with them. And then once they have it, then we teach them how to use it, how to integrate it with the other topics that they're learning.
So are you looking at, are you anticipating having greater enrollment or increased enrollment? And then how are you going to mitigate that?
I do believe the enrollment will increase the more people become aware of what we're doing. We have begun to advertise, but I know it's not completely out there for everyone to know. Mm-hmm. Enrollment will increase for that. We will have a cap, obviously, because sure. we can only bring so many students into the school. But we have room to grow.
How many students do you have right now?
Right now we have 171.
Okay.
We are looking at 200 for the fall.
That's awesome.
It is. And I'll take a few more than 200.
And you talked about this St. Jerome model. Is this something you guys are building on your own, or have you got other people, other experts, I'm using air quotes, that are helping you build the curriculum?
Well, actually, the St. Jerome, and I would be more than happy to share a plan with you, mm-hmm. it really lays out everything that mm-hmm. the I don't want to say textbooks because they kind of shy away from textbooks. Mm-hmm. It's more about primary sources.
Okay.
And more about talking and learning from each other. But they have everything laid out for every grade level. Hmm. So it is a plan that we could sit, we could put down, we can order all the materials, and we would have that. But training, yes, we absolutely will have training. The Institute of Catholic Liberal Education, which is actually based in New York, they are working with us to help teach our teachers how to work with this model.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's really kind of the curriculum is kind of plug and play. It's the growth initially is going to be with the staff and the teachers.
Because the staff is going to have to do a lot of this on their own. Mm-hmm. If we're looking at primary sources as opposed to open your textbooks to page three, we want something that's real, that's from the authors and history themselves. Yeah. So those teachers are going to have to do some work, and they're going to have to look for those things. And as we build this program, you know, they'll only have to look for it once, and then the next year they'll say, well, I've used this. And the more they get involved in it, the more excited they're going to be.
That does sound very exciting.
It does. It does.
Sound like you're going to also have to learn to learn some Greek.
Yes, I think so. We're going to have to learn a lot of things.
Yeah. So where could I find out more about the school and how to get enrolled and those details?
You can call the school and, our number is 254-778-8141. You can call the school and schedule a tour. We have a virtual tour on our website, which is stmarys-temple.org.
Say the website again one more time.
stmarys-temple.org. The website's really good. It's very informative.
Yeah. So St. Mary's. temple.org.
Correct.
So is there a way through to register through the website?
There is. You can actually get on the website and register right away.
Mm-hmm. And so what kind of documents do I need to bring for my children if I'm coming in from, you know, Kansas?
Well, when any time a child enrolls, we need immunization. That's the first thing we need. Birth certificate. If they're Catholic, and not all our students are Catholic. All faiths are welcome here. But we'll need baptism certificate, first communion.
Okay.
If they've passed second grade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. What else do we need to know about St. Mary's Catholic School in Temple?
We have, as you walk into the school and as you go into the office, there is a sign that's right by our office, and this is what it says. We are centered on Christ. He is the reason for our school and is the unseen but ever-present teacher in our classes. He is the model of the faculty and the inspiration of the students. Through him, we seek to grow in wisdom, character, and virtue. We're a family in every sense of the word.
That's awesome. I love that.
I know. I love this. It's just
That's good. That's really good. Well, thank you very much for your time this morning and a growing hometown hero list. I wish you the very best of luck in
Thank
your
you.
Transition, and God bless y'all and
Thank
everybody
you.
Here at St. Mary's.
Thank you very much.
All right.